Bonjour, ici Audrey Bourget. Heureuse de vous retrouver pour ce troisième épisode du podcast À table Kitchen Conversations. Aujourd'hui, on parle de beurre et plus particulièrement de beurre de culture australien qui se démarque depuis quelques années. C'est grâce à des artisans comme Pierre Issa, le cofondateur de Pepi Saya. Il n'y a pas si longtemps, quand on parlait de beurre australien, ce qui nous venait en tête, c'est un produit qui goûtait surtout l'eau et le sel. Pierre Issa, qui est le cofondateur de la marque de beurre australienne Pepi Saya, explique que le mouvement artisan est relativement nouveau ici. C'est parce que quand l'Australie a été colonisée, elle est passée tout de suite à la production de masse.
So, what's very interesting about that is that Australia didn't really have a artisan or sort of movement or cottage movement in cheese and butter. It was sort of immediately almost set up as industrialized, or where England was at in the 1800s, early 1800s, is what we ended up getting in Australia in the 1800s. So fast forward to about 2000, year 2000, our butter, the Australian butter was well known to taste like salt and water. So it didn't really have any flavor because it had no cultural significance as far as putting cultures in it, or, you know, it was from produced from this farm or single origin or anything like that. It had no cultural significance. It was just get the cream. Oh, we have leftover cream, because we're making skim milk powder. So the cream has to be skimmed off to be able to make the powders from skim milk. Okay, let's make that into butter and let's sell it as a commodity. So our Australian butter for the last 200 years has been seen as a commodity product, not necessarily as a culinary experience, if I can call it that, or a product that stands on its own.
Les Australiens qui voulaient un beurre goûteux devaient donc aller dans des épiceries fines pour se procurer du beurre français ou d'autres beurres européens.
And then you had the people that could afford it and the people that knew. They were buying, you know, the French butters, the Danish butters that were coming in. There's a lot of beautiful butters coming in from Europe that have flavor. So when they're made, the producers or the cultural significance of the butter calls for it to have a certain flavor, and it can't just taste like water and salt.
Considérant la qualité du lait et de la crème d'ici, c'était inconcevable pour Pierre Issa qu'on ne trouve pas assez de l'excellent beurre local. En 2010, à Sydney, avec sa femme Melissa Altman, il lance Pepi Saya, leur marque de beurre de Bharat. Ce beurre est fait à base de crème fraîche auquel est ajoutée une culture bactérienne, ce qui lui donne un goût distinctif et une texture riche.
That's the underlying factor of why Pepi Saya was set up in the first place. Because when we went around doing our research onto whether this would be sustainable as a business, we found that most people were telling us, you know, this exact thing. Australian butter tastes like salt and water, so we're forced to buy European butters that have flavor in them. So we set out as a company to create something that's Australian, with drawing on European and you know, even English tradition, to create something with a lot of flavor.
Durant la dernière décennie, on voit de plus en plus de producteurs et artisans créer leur beurre de culture, qui est à milieu du beurre qui goûte l'eau. Et c'est pas surprenant si on pense à la qualité des matières premières qui sont utilisées.
Dairy in Australia tastes good. Our milk as a whole, like when you drink milk in Australia, it actually tastes really, really good. And then combine that with the traditional techniques of European culturing or fermenting, it enhances the flavor of that fat. So I think that the technique of culturing and the rich flavor of Australian milk is what makes our product taste really good. And definitely the salt. The salt for me, I enjoy unsalted butter with a sprinkle of salt. But I think I just have a thing about Australian salt. It just has a really unique flavor. So even when you put it up against English or European salts, Australian salt has a real interesting flavor, I find. It's very rich.
Pierre-Issa croit être arrivé sur le marché au bon moment avec Pepi Saya, alors qu'il y avait un intérêt grandissant pour les produits locaux.
Let's say you fly in from New Zealand. There's a perfect example. The New Zealanders make good butter, so we'll use them as an example. You fly in from New Zealand and you go to dinner on the harbour in Sydney Harbour and you're looking at the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge and the beautiful harbour, and then you're served French butter and you're from New Zealand or wherever you're from. So I'm not in France. If Air France served Australian butter on their planes, there'd be riots in the Champs-Élysées. You're trying to give people an experience of, eating local produce and Australian produce in Australia.
Et si ça se dit fier des progrès du mouvement artisan australien, il espère avoir du beurre local et de qualité sur toutes les tables australiennes. Époque du beurre, mais aussi toutes sortes de produits locaux.
We're still very much behind in our ideology doesn't go far enough. So when we want to celebrate, we still crack open a bottle of champagne. So there's a still long way to go.
Si vous voulez goûter l'un de ces beurres artisans australiens, cherchez la mention Cultured Butter, donc beurre de culture. Il a bien sûr la marque Pepi Saya, mais aussi plusieurs autres, dont Gippsland Jersey, Gympie Farm Cheese et Saint David.